Lord, we thank you for your living and active word, sharper than any two-edged sword. Lord, it pierces as far as the division of soul and spirit, joint and marrow, and is able to judge the thoughts and intentions of our hearts. So come, Lord, overshadow my weakness. In Jesus' name, amen. Just a little short word. Just thinking this morning, just hanging out with the Lord, and just thinking about a lot of, TC and I were talking about a particular promise, and TC was just saying something, you know, just say no, and I had to do with, till I get healed of these things, said, man, I've got one of those throbber days when, you know, your head starts throbbing, and she just said, tell it to get out, and I said, okay, you know, but it didn't get out, you know, so I'm not bummed or anything like that, but just got my wheels going, turn right to this passage, and this is Isaiah 66, verse 7 and 8. It says, before she travailed, she brought forth. Before her pain came, she gave birth to a boy. Who has heard of such a thing? Who has seen such things? Can a land be born in a day? Can a nation be brought forth all at once? As soon as Zion travailed, she also brought forth her sons. Shall I bring to the point of birth and not give delivery, says the Lord? Or shall I who give delivery shut the womb, says your God? Great verse right there. The Lord has used several times in my life about he's not going to bring something to the point of delivery and then not give birth in Baal. I think we're in a time and season now, because in verse 7 talks about, just gives this picture of a woman having a baby without any travailing or any pain. Sometimes when we're contending for the things of God, there is a lot of travailing. Just kind of like Elijah did, and he just got on his hands and knees and was praying. The guy was running back and forth, and he just kind of travailed there until there was a breakthrough. And I really felt like the Lord was saying this, that we're in a season of suddenlies, where things will suddenly be upon us. It'll be like that thing giving birth, just happening, just like that. I really felt like that the Lord was saying it's kind of a word for us here at Christ the King, but also abroad. And I just kept hearing that the Lord say the same thing over and over again, that suddenlies are upon us. Makes me think of Hebrews chapter 6. Love that scripture, by the way, this chapter. For when God made the promise to Abraham, since he could swear by no one greater, he swore by himself, saying, I will surely bless you, and I will surely multiply you. And so having patiently waited, he obtained the promise. That word obtained there is kind of a lot bigger word, just more meaning to this. What this, the literal translation is, as Abraham was just going along, he happened upon it. As he was just living life, doing the thing, all of a sudden he happened upon the promise of God. It just happened. No travailing here, no, you know, agonizing. It just happened like that. A great word of a suddenly. Now, was Abraham looking for it? And yes, he was. Very important thing as we're in our own personal lives, as we're praying out the things that God's spoken to us, you know, is to always be looking for it. Always be ready for it. There's a thing, Hebrews 3 and 4, if you go back and read that, it's just talking about, you know, when Israel came up to Kadesh Barnea, and they sent spies into the land, and they came back, and you know the story. You know, 10 were freaking out. 2 was like, let's go. Let's go in after it. And you know, the Lord, because of that, they had to wander around 40 years to get rid of all the unbelief. Anyone 20 years and older, bummer for them, because they're going to die in the wilderness. And so he's talking about this story here, Hebrews 3 and 4, about entering into God's rest, entering into the promise. Part of God's rest is entering into everything that he's promised for us, right? Given kind of a picture there of on the Sabbath, you know, when God rested from all his works, telling us that everything is already done and it is already finished. But as we're going along, we will happen upon the promises of God, and they're going to happen suddenly, y'all. You know, there's a lot of things in your life that you're going to, in the next little season of your life, you're just going to happen upon. Lord is just doing this awesome work in this world. Amen. It's part of believing and entering that rest, especially in chapter 4. Such an important thing because it uses the word, I think, four different times. Today, if you hear His voice, do not harden your hearts. Now we're going to do the flip side of the coin now. We can harden our heart against the promises of God. Not to put any kind of works on you, but there is a faith plus works things here when it comes to actualizing what God has spoken to us. Remember this one guy years ago used to come here a lot. Man, he got words all the time. And his response was always, well, we'll see. Like, hey, you had a killer word today, man. What do you think about that? Well, we'll see. Not a good thing to say. Okay? That's kind of like those who went in and was like, you know, this is too much for us. Real important that, as we're walking out to call those things to mind, to remember them, keep them before us, because see, if they don't, what'll happen, and your particular promise that you've got from the Lord, your heart will start hardening and you'll forget what He said. But remember, you know, He'll take it. Remember the word I spoke to you. So I keep a journal. I don't know if you do. I keep a journal of just all things that God has spoken. And I'll go back through there, look at them, pray over them. Lord, I'm looking for the fulfillment of these things. I know You're going to do it. And Lord, I pray that I would just happen upon them, you know, as I'm going. That's part of what it means to enter His rest. And when I'm not entering His rest, when I start forgetting the things, it's because I'm not contending for them. It's the reason it's so important to me. I love how the minister we have here at Christ the King, the Lord just loves to speak to His people. But it's a real important thing, a real serious thing when you get a word from the Lord and it bears witness with your soul and spirit that, hey, that God has spoken a word to me. Now, what do I do with it? You contend, right? You keep that thing before you until you happen upon it, until that thing is fulfilled in your life. Okay? And it's not oh, that's cool, that's kind of cute. No, these are words from the Lord. Promises that we are. There's several things in my life, TC, for our ministry, Lazarus Ministries, that's what I do for a living. For that, about our household, our children, right? In every single one of those things, there's a promise of the Lord that He's given us. Faith has to have food. You got to have something to sink your teeth in. And so I just want to remind you of that. I just really believe, trying to take a little short word and stretch it out, but you're in a suddenly in your life, and things are going to happen suddenly. The Lord used to speak to us years ago. We were in a season of suddenlies, and He used the number four. Four means seasons, but everybody was seeing 444 everywhere, you know, mean that the season's coming quickly upon you, and it's going to happen quickly. So we're there, y'all. And so I bless that, bless you, bless the words, and just ask the Lord to remind you of those things He's spoken. Contend with them, keep them before Him, right? I don't want my heart to ever harden. Says today, if you hear His voice, don't harden your heart. Don't treat it casually. Keep it before you. Amen.